102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We're on with Iris this morning. Good morning, Iris. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. Thank you for reaching out to us. You're going to be seeking a pardon from your best friend, Medina, this morning. Now, before the latest drama happened, how was the friendship before that?
Excellent. She's my best friend. I mean, I honestly don't even know what happened.
This recent dilemma happened surrounding your son Milo's birthday party. It's 10th birthday party. You're going to throw him. And what is going on between you and Medina with this party? And why are you going to be seeking a pardon?
Well, my son is his 10th birthday. He's been at home. He's doing Zoom classes from home. He can go out to play. You know, everything is so difficult for him. I want to give him some sense of normalcy, you know, keep the lifestyle we used to have, the lifestyle he used to have. I mean, He's at home. He's suffering a lot. I want to throw him his birthday party. I'm using saving money for that. Yes, I'm spending $2,000. But, hey, listen, we're still alive. 2020 is rough on everyone, and we don't know what's going to happen next year. So I'm trying to live the moment. I want Medina to be part of this. I mean, she's my best friend. I miss her a lot, but she's upset about all of this.
Let me understand. She's upset because you are going to spend $2,000 on your son's 10th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's true.
Right. That's a little odd. Like, why are you so worried about how much money Iris is spending? Like, she wants to spend the money, she can spend the money.
Right. And so she's so upset she doesn't want to come to the party. She doesn't want to be a part of it. Is she that upset?
Yeah, she doesn't even want to speak to me anymore. You know, she's my best friend. I mean, we can see each other most monthly about, you know, Zoom calls and phone calls and FaceTime, but she still needs that face and is talking to her. And again, well, it's my son's birthday. I would do that. That's for her also. She's like my sister. I would do that for her too. So I honestly don't understand why she's so upset with me. And I'm terribly, terribly. I don't get it.
Very odd.
I just want to say, though, if you're spending $2,000 on a 10th birthday out here during this pandemic, you got that bag out here in these streets. I'm telling you right now.
10-year-old, $2,000 in the
thing. Will you adopt me, please?
Right. Rudy needs a place.
I need a home.
But you know what? We're going to have to reach out to Medina and actually see what's going on with her and why she feels that she should be upset with you for doing something for your son. This is kind of weird to us. We're going to find out the reasoning behind it, okay?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to reach out. We're going to get Medina on the line. Medina, good morning. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hi.
We're fine. I know you don't know why you're here this morning, but we do have a young lady that you may or may not know by the name of Iris.
Yep.
Now, girl.
We understand that things are a little tense right now, but before that, you guys were best friends, right?
Yeah, we've been best friends for a really long time.
Okay. Well, you guys have a little dilemma that happened a little bit ago, and she's on the line with us this morning. She would love to speak to you for just a few minutes. We need you to listen to her, hear what she has to say, and then think about it and make a decision, okay?
Please. Hi, Iris.
Please go ahead and listen, Medina. Iris, go ahead.
Medina, I haven't heard from you in so long, and I mean, it sounds like years. And I miss you so much. And what is going on? Why you so upset? Why you don't pick up my calls? Why you don't call me back? I mean, what's going on, honey?
Well, Iris, you know, we've been friends for a long time. You're constantly asking me for financial advice, and I'm constantly trying to help you out, and you never listen to me, and I've had it. I'm sick and tired of spending time telling you what to do and how to do it and what's your best bet. I mean, I am debt-free, and I have been for a really long time, and you know that. And every single time that you ask me for something, I spend my time doing all this stuff for you to just disregard it and then spend money irresponsibly. I mean, you're the only one that's working. Your husband's out of work, and you wanted to, like, sink all of this money into your son's birthday party? I'm like, I can't. I cannot possibly support this decision, you know? I love Milo, and I'm going to give him a present, but I'll leave it at your house. I am not going to partake in this. I'm done.
Wow. Iris, but you're overreacting. You're overreacting, and isn't that for friends so far? I talk to you in the same way you talk to me. Of course I value your advice, but I'm not responsible. I don't ask you for money. I share my thoughts, my feelings. I mean, you are my best friend. You do the same with me. And for you to say so hard, it's harsh that you say you're done, you got it.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that for friends or for? I mean, I'm there for you too. This year has been so rough. And, you know, you're being too, like, right now, thinking and reevaluating our friendship, just listening in the way you're talking to me right now.
Yeah, Medina, why does it bother you so much? Why does it bother you so much how Iris spends her money?
Because she's constantly bringing me into her life, like her financial life. Look, I'm a responsible person. You know, things that I live by, and I have been helping her out so many times. I don't know what it is to be on this side of the coin. You know,
so you're helping her out with financial, not necessarily financially giving her money, but you're helping her out with financial advice.
Just sharing her thoughts with her.
Yeah, she said her husband's unemployed. So is this $2,000, is it cash on hand or are you going to be going into debt behind this birthday party?
No, that's part of the savings. And no, I mean, we have savings. My husband is unemployed, of course. I don't throw money like that. Look at how we're living, the uncertainty we're living right now. We don't know how it's going to be next month. We don't know if we're going to be alive next year, as careful as we are. You know, my son is depressed at home. I mean, he's not the only one. I mean, this is something that everybody's passing through, but he's my only child.
Right.
That's only child.
Iris, quick, how does your husband feel about the $2,000, or does he know that you're going to spend that much?
He's okay. He's okay. He's supporting me on this decision. It's our decision to do this.
Okay. Once again, Iris, present your case to Medina.
Listen, Medina, I don't know. I think I'm really rethinking our friendship right now. I think you're being overreactive, and it's painful to hear you how you're talking about, like, you got it, this is enough, you got it. I mean, I'm not a child. I talk to you as my friend in the same way you talk to me. So I think that you're overreacting, honey. And I think it's really, really changing our relationship right now, our friendship. You know, I don't need your approval. I miss you. I love you. And I miss your friendship terribly and talking with you. But you're overreacting. I think that, I don't know what is going on in your head, but you're overreacting.
Mm.
It's painful to hear you reacting like that.
Wow. All right, Medina, you heard Iris.
Iris, we have been through a lot together. And you know where I stand on my beliefs. I mean, I am a Taurus, for God's sake. I stick by my financial decisions. I think you could throw a party for a lot less money than $2,000. You may think I'm overreacting, but this is me. And if you can't take me like this, then I'm sorry, but I can't grant you a pardon.
Wow.
Then don't come. Don't come. End of the story. Don't come. And I stand as much as I want. You don't have to give me a limit. You're a friend. You know, you're not my wife. You're my friend. You know, and my husband is okay with this. And it's my savings. So don't come. You're not invited.
I pay my mortgage.
I feel like there's a little jealousy in Medina's voice.
Right. And also, you guys are best friends for a long time. Mm-hmm. I hate to see a relationship that's been going that long fall apart.
Don't let 2020 ruin a friendship, too.
I don't think that we're going to be best friends much longer. And I pay my mortgage, Medina. I think that you cross the line here. Yes, we're friends. We have passed through a lot, but you have crossed the line big time. I'm going to miss you, but I'm not happy with this.
Well, we're sorry you didn't get a pardon this morning and didn't get what you came for, but it's Beg Your Pardon with your Dream Team. Go to KBLX.com. Click on the Beg Your Pardon to present your scenario so it can get aired out just like Iris and Medina. It's Tony Skull, Kimmy T, and Rudy O, your Dream Team, right here on 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks in R&B.